Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's AFC Championship week here, which means the Patriots have one last game at home in Gillette Stadium. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the Pats' upcoming game. And this week, it's a rematch of the AFC Championship from last year against the Baltimore Ravens. So here are Paul's tips for success in 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
So it took us a whole year, an entire football season, to get right back where we started. Patriots and Ravens for the AFC Championship game right here at Gillette Stadium. Anytime two teams have met as often as these two have in as many big games as they have, there aren't a lot of secrets. But just because you know what's going to happen doesn't mean you can stop it. And I think it all comes down to matchups. And there are some matchups in this game that I think favor either team. The first one favors the Patriots. I think their running back's ability to get out in space and make the Ravens' old linebackers cover is really a big key in this game. Ray Lewis is a great player. He's a warrior. All the cliches you want to put out there, he flat out can't cover anymore. Terrell Suggs, I saw last week against Denver. They were using him in coverage way more than I would like to see if I were a Ravens fan. I think this is an area Danny Woodhead, if he's healthy, Shane Vereen wants to build on his solid performance against the Texans. I think Tom Brady needs to exploit this underneath the coverage, get the running backs out in space, outside the tackles. The Ravens can't keep up. Going to flip it over to the other side. I think the Ravens have a chance to have a very similar kind of advantage here, although not as big as New England's. Ray Rice is a very important part of that Ravens offense, and I think similarly he can get out in space and make plays against those Patriots linebackers, because even though Jerod Mayo and Brandon Spikes and Dont'a Hightower aren't old like Ray Lewis, they don't cover particularly well. Mayo is the only one that I feel comfortable with, really, outside the tackles. I think Brandon Spikes, that's not his strength. I think this is an area that the Patriots are going to have to watch, because the Ravens are going to try to get the ball downfield. We know that's a vertical passing game. That's going to leave some gaps underneath in zones. Patriots linebackers are going to be under the gun. My final point is going to look right at one individual, and that's Brandon Lloyd. I think the Patriots offense is really performing very well right now, but it's having a hard time getting the ball downfield, and I think that plays right into a strength for the Ravens defense. I think that's why Baltimore's been able to slow some teams down. I think they're crowding the line of scrimmage, they're tackling well, they're giving up some completions, and they've been on the field for a long time, but they're limiting the big plays. Brandon Lloyd might need to make a big play in this game to stretch out that defense. Last game for Lloyd, 6.4 yards per reception. That's not going to get it done. The Patriots brought him here to provide a service. That service is to be able to stretch the defense and get deep once in a while, and we haven't seen it a whole lot. So Brandon Lloyd, I think, is an important part of the offense this week. Always my favorite time with a little segment here, prediction time. Baltimore and New England, I don't know how you can look at these games and not just break out a coin and flip it, because that's how close all these games have been. I think these two teams match up really well with one another. I think they know everything that's going to come at them. It's no secret Joe Flacco likes to get the ball downfield. Tom Brady likes to spread the field and go hurry up. Really, where are the surprises? To me, the surprise would be a blowout, and I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Patriots have the home field. I think they have the experience, and right now, I think they're just in a better state of mind, a better condition. I think that's going to be the difference. I don't think it's going to be easy. I expect this game to be up for grabs in the fourth quarter. But in the end, I think the Patriots will be moving on to New Orleans with a 27-24 win. That's going to do it for the AFC Championship game, but hopefully not the 2012 season. We hope to hit you from Bourbon Street, and I promise I'm keeping my shirt on.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.